You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome into MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners edition. I'm Dave Raymond, and with Greg Johns today, as we get ready for week three of the season and looking back at week two, Greg, you know, there have been some up moments and down moments for the Seattle Mariners in the early portion of the season, but they sure wrapped up week two in fine fashion. What an incredible victory over the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, that was one that you might look back on. You know, sometimes you have a big win, and it's a big win, and you go on to the next day and things change. I harken back yesterday's game. They come from behind, win 11-10 over the Rangers when everything was looking grim. You know, it reminded me honestly of last year. They played the Astros. It was about 3 weeks into the season. They were 7-13 at the time. They'd lost eight in a row. Kyle Seager was hitting like a .150. He hadn't hit a home run and had like two RBIs. He hits two homers and one's a walk off. They win the game, snap the 8-game losing streak, and they go. It turned their season around. Literally turned their season around. They went, I think, 80-62 the rest of the way. And Seager made the All Star team. All those things. Sometimes a season when you look back can change. And who knows what this win will do in the long run? But when I saw yesterday's game, that was one that you can hang your hat on and build on. And they showed a lot of stuff. Down 10-5 to the Rangers. Neftali Feliz, guy they never scored on in 20 plus innings, and they put together a rally. And Nelson Cruz, pair of home runs, gets a game winning hit in the bottom of the ninth on a single, bases loaded. Everything you'd want in a comeback win, and just showed a lot of grit and a lot of determination and some offense, which really is fun to see. And you know, that this is the team that they'd talked about, the middle of the lineup that they'd talked about. Cano, Cruz, Seager, a combined 9-for-15 with 9 RBIs. You can't ask for much more offensively. And certainly there's some questions on the pitching that we can probably talk about. But that was a big, big win, and certainly a fun one for the fans and the players.
Oh, man, those are, like you say, I mean, they can be season-defining games. And, you know, I think sometimes we anticipate them or we hope for them or look for them here and there. But you always know when they come. And it's funny that you would have mentioned it, because Lloyd McClendon after the game, I loved his comment. This is a team built for greatness. And he said that in response to the win. And I was going to ask you, you know, if you felt like that was hyperbole, just kind of getting caught up in the moment, but from the sounds of it, you'd agree.
It's not caught up in the moment. I can tell you why, because he's been saying it. He was saying it kind of as his defense mechanism earlier when they were struggling. He kept saying, hey, this team is built for this. He wasn't talking about the losing streak. He was talking about they were built for the grind, for the long haul. He likes this team. He likes it a lot. He thinks they are built for good things. And he just kept saying, hey, we're okay. We're going to lose some games. It's going to happen, but we're built to grind this out. We're built to go the distance here, and I like what I see. I like this team. So what he said yesterday, sure, coming in the wake of that win, I think that was more reaffirmation of what he's been saying, and I think, you know, telling everybody we're okay. We're okay. We're going to be all right. Things change, and they started out the season against some tough competition, lost some close games. Pitching wasn't quite where they wanted it to be, but it's not ready to lock this thing up with 150 games to go. There's a lot of baseball to be played, and I think he was saying, hey, this is what we can be. Here's a good glimpse of what we can do, and I like my team.
Well, you know, who wouldn't like this team right now with the way Nelson Cruz has been hitting? A phenomenal run. 8 home runs in the first 12 games, the 14 RBIs. I wanted to ask you in the context of the Seattle Mariners, if you have seen any run quite like Nelly Cruz for the beginning of the season. But really, I mean, if you can stretch it out a little bit, it's somewhat Bonzian back in the day. I don't really even know who else to compare it to. It's a phenomenal run.
Yeah, there's only really one name in Mariners history that you could put up against, and that would be Mr. Ken Griffey Jr. Back in '93. It wasn't right out of the gate like this, but he had 8 games in a row that he homered in 1993, and that was a phenomenal stretch of baseball. I think it was June, And that tied a major league record that still stands, 8 games in a row with a home run. Cruz did it 5 games in a row, and then took a day or two off, and then came back and hit 2 on Sunday. So he had 8 homers in 8 games, with two games of 2 homers in there. So that's a pretty phenomenal stretch. It's coming out of the chute in the first 12 games of a season. It's the most home runs for any player in baseball since 2007, when Alex Rodriguez did it for the Yankees, and that was the year A-Rod went on, and I think it had 54 bombs, 156 RBIs, and was AL MVP. So that doesn't mean that's going to happen for sure, but that is the kind of streak that you see guys hit when they're having phenomenal seasons. And certainly Nelson Cruz, everything they could hope for here out of the gates.
Oh man, and you know it's interesting coming against the Rangers. And of course, he delivers the big hit to win the game in the ninth inning. And the 11-2 victory on Sunday, and Cruz, the guy who the Rangers were very much entertaining, but did not sign, and I know they're kind of ruining that decision at the moment. But you've referenced pitching, and you know for all the King Felix talk over the years and the performances he's been able to put up, I mean there have been question marks this year with you know early on just with the health there, but he, you know he's come back, he's fine. James Paxton really struggling. What is the feeling right now about the starting pitching? How comfortable is Lloyd, and what are the general thoughts?
Well, I think the feeling is, hey, we got to get this turned around because this is the backbone of this team. I mean, this whole season is built on, hey, we've got great pitching, some of the best in baseball, and if we can improve that offense a tick, this is going to be a pretty darn good team. And so far, you know, they've seen the where that offense can come from, but the pitching hasn't come through. So if they can get that squared away, that's the formula they're looking at. And they like the pieces, but everything hasn't fit into place real early in that starting rotation. And it's pretty stunning to see coming out. They've got their starter ERA is 5.48, which is 28th in Major League Baseball coming out of the weekend here. That's not what you expect to see from a Mariners club with the guys they've gotten. A lot of it's their two young guys have gotten off to a rough start. James Paxton and Taijuan Walker have not been. Paxton was pretty good his first start, and then kind of good started well and ran into problems against the Dodgers, and then just was not good at all against the Rangers in his third start. And Taijuan Walker, first two starts, has not been sharp at all after a really outstanding spring. So those are two young guys that you know, all the potential in the world. They're certainly expecting them to be fine, but certainly need to get that fixed up. And Hisashi Iwakuma, who's been a huge part of this rotation, you know, one of the undersung players in baseball, I think, over the last 2 years, has not gotten off to a good start. So, you know, those three guys not pitching real well. The interesting thing, Jay Happ was a guy people were concerned about out of spring, and he's been very solid in his first two starts. So, you know, they got half pitching well. Felix is Felix, and they need to get those other guys squared away. And if they do, they should be pretty darn good. The bullpen, one of the best in baseball last year, in fact, the lowest ERA in baseball last year. They expect those guys to be fine, but they got to get the starters squared away.
Yeah, bullpen, they haven't given up a home run yet, right?
They have not. Rodney, a couple rough outings, wasn't great. But they've been solid. They can be better. They got a couple guys where Tom Wilhelmsen on the DL is certainly an issue, but he should be back here before too long. They haven't been as locked down as they were last year. They haven't given up the long ball, which is certainly nice. They can get a little sharper too, though. So, but as we like to say, it's darn early, and I think they should be fine.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, going back to what we were talking about at the beginning, McClendon's thoughts about this team and the way they have played and maybe scratched out some wins, starting pitching struggled a little bit. Maybe the bullpen picks them up. You've got the Jay Happ, perhaps you could argue, picking up guys like Paxton and Walker to this point. So that's what it takes, right? I mean, that's what it takes to survive 162 games and actually get something out of it at the end.
It certainly is, and you say it's early, and you point it out with things like, you know, Robinson Cano is 3-for-25 in his first 7 or 8 games. It's almost hard for Robinson Cano to have that kind of start. I mean, he's just too good a hitter. He's since turned it around and almost 500 his last 4 or 5 games. Cruz, we talk about, but for all the things he's done, he was he was 1 for 15, didn't have an RBI coming out of the gate his first four games. Everybody's going, where's the big guy? And then next thing you know, he's hitting balls over the wall left and right. So things can change quickly in this game, and certainly there'll be a lot of ebbs and tides over the course of the season. But I think, again, the Mariners like what they've got, and they're ready to see where they go with it.
All right. Well, good stuff, Greg. I mean, last year they turned it around against the Astros. This year they turned it around the day before the Astros come to town for a series up there at Safeco. Enjoy the baseball, and as always, thanks for the time, Greg.
You got it, Dave. Good talking to you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.